Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball towards right. Robinson catches it and throws to Hansen to double up Robinson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Smith applying the tag. Hansen moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Smith moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Fox moves to second. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jack Fisher now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Snyder scores. Brandt moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Brandt moves to third. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Minoso scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers strikes out. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen catches it and throws to first to double up Smith. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a line drive, foul, into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a pop-up, foul, halfway down the third baseline. Fisher gets to the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Fisher. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-2 in the game. McLish strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Robinson reaches second base with a double. There goes Herzog trying to get to home. Landis throws the ball into Aparicio, who relays the ball to Lawler, who tags Herzog, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brandt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Herzog now playing left field. Hal Brown now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Triandos fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Sievers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gentile moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to third. Triandos moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. One out. Dave Philly pinch hits for Jerry Adair. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Breeding now playing second base. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Hal Brown. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Hall pinch runs for Marv Thronberry. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.